single bonus the rest of the way out for Marlette. 4:42 left before halftime. They lead by 9. Sean Quay at the free throw line. Shooting 2. First free throw is up, and this one's good. Very systematic in his approach, and lets it fly. Seth Bull sits down, replaced by number 34, Braden Smith, has not seen the court for a while as he has 2 fouls. Seth Bull's winded. Second free throw from Quady is good. He has 2 points, 11-point lead.
Sean Quady has perfect mechanics over there for a foul shot. He's really coming to his own.
Especially
when he started
sophomore.
On the varsity last year as a freshman.
Has another turnover. Isaac Dale picks it up and feeds it down to Ethan McKinney. He can't get that one to fall. The finger roll from the left side. He's still calling for a foul. He has to be careful. He has 1 technical already. 4:28 left in the second. 11-point lead for Marlette. Lakers 90 feet from their own hoop. Inbounding would be Travis Neary. Into Brennan Wisner. Nearly stolen by McKinney. Here comes Wisner. Skip pass to Drew Schuller. Left wing. Picks up his dribble. Back out to Travis Neary. Thought about taking the 3. Does not. Over to Smith in the right corner. Nothing there. Gives it to Wisner. Down to the low post. And goes up for it, no good, gets his own rebound, and Keegan Valentine scoops up the offensive board. Ethan McKinney steals it. He has numbers over to Sean Quady in transition, and it's up for 2, and we have Ethan McKinney. It looks like he ran into the wall, and then Sean Quady, on his follow through, ran into him. He seems to be up and okay. 27-14. Marlette leading, McKinney sits down, as does number 5, Barrett George. Hunter Kelly's back in there, as well as number 11, Marcus Armstrong for the Red Raiders, leading by 13, 27-14, halfway through the second. Travis Deering over to Drew Schuller. Over to Brennan Wisner, breaks the press. Braden Smith down to Keegan Valentine, left block, goes up hard. Can't get that to fall, gets his own rebound though, and retreats to the right corner. Skip pass, left wing, Drew Schuller. White and green uniform, blue socks for Drew Schuller. Travis Deering dribbles once, gives it back to Schuller. Into Smith in the corner, launches the 3. This one's airballed. And rebound, Isaac Dale. Here come the Red Raiders. Quady in the corner for 3, no good. Rebound still loose, fighting for it into the corner, and is out to McClatchy. And we have a high-flying Travis Deering, and he comes out on top of a red uniform. And this will send number 34, McClatchy, to the free throw line for 1-1. Travis Deering's 2nd foul this evening. 8th team foul for the Lakers. 3:14 left in the second. Seth Bowles will be checking in. More than likely replacing Deering. Officials having some discussions.
It's taking a while.
They're actually going
to
give him 2 shots. Charles McClatchy with 5 points. He went 1-for-2 on his first trip from the free throw line. And he's off to a 1-1 start so far. Seth Bowles checks in, replaces Travis Deering. 28-14, Marlette doubling up Lakers right now with 3:14 left in the second quarter. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. McClatchy's 2nd free throw, no good. Rebound, though, brought in by Armstrong to keep the possession alive. Over to the left wing, feeds it into Isaac Dale, going against Smith. Back out to McClatchy for 3. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Keegan Valentine. In transition, Seth Bowles gets it up to fly, and it's good. He has 4 points. That's it down to a 12-point deficit for the green and white.
It was a nice pass by Keegan Valentine. They sure got out on the fast break.
At the high post, Isaac Dale back out to Armstrong, trying to feed it into McClatchy, and it's stolen away by Drew Schuller in the first turnover for Marlette tonight. In transition, Keegan Valentine goes up for the shot. He is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 shots. Foul goes against number 11, Marcus Armstrong, for the Red Raiders, his first and team's 6th. Foul. At the line, shooting 2 would be number 2. Keegan Valentine has not scored in this game nor attempted a free throw. First free throw's up and rims in and out, no good off the iron. Score remains 28-16. Marlette leading by 12 points. We have substitution. Barrett George replaces Marcus Armstrong. Barrett George, a 6'4" senior, older brother to Bryce George, a 6'6" freshman. Deegan Valentine's second free throw. This one's good. He has 1 point, and it's an 11-point lead for Marlette. Sean Quady taking his time, bringing the ball up for Marlette. Across the timeline, right to left, across your radio. Over the right wing to number 4, Hunter Kelly. Back out to Quady. Back to Kelly in the corner for 3. This one's airmailed, and they have a rebound over the back foul, in fact, against Isaac Dale. That will be his second personal foul, team's 7th. And so, because it's a 1-and-1 situation, we walk the length of the court, and this puts Seth Bowles at the free throw line shooting 1-and-1.
Now, Isaac eyed the bench on whether or not he was going to go ahead and return to it. didn't see any body language. Just said he's going to be sitting down, but in comes Ethan McKinney.
Ethan
so
McKinney.
Take a while to guess who's coming out.
And Ethan McKinney replaces Isaac Dale. John Mooney, it's like you're a fortune teller over here.
No.
Just very observant.
I've seen this one before.
Nick Siegfried replaces Braden Smith, a junior. Siegfried also a junior. Transferred from Caseville last year. Seth Bowles, free throw no good. And rebound brought in by Barrett George. Here comes Marlette. Leading by 11 points, 28-17, 2:15 left in the second. Sean Quady, top of the key. Dribbling to the right wing. Into the corner to McKinney. A lot of action going down to the low post. McClatchy being double-teamed by Seth Bowles and Hunter Brennan Wisner. And he is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 shots. White. 2:03 left in the second quarter, 28-17. McClatchy at the free throw line. And the first is good. He's now 3-for-5 from the free throw line. 29-17, Marlette leading by 12. We apologize for that buzz if you're listening to this game as McClatchy's second free throw going down. As we'll try and take a look at that, we do have grounded power tonight, so not exactly sure where that buzz is coming from. Into the corner to Keegan Valentine, trailing by 13 points are the Lakers. Wisner at the top, key down on the high to low post. Into Siegfried and is in for 2 points, his first points of the night, 30-19.
Lakers are finding ways to get that ball inside any way possible, and then that's keeping them the ball game.
1:30 left in the first half, Marlette leading by 11 points. Hunter Kelly dribbles once, feeds it to the high post right elbow to Barrett George, and it's stolen by Keegan Valentine. Second turnover for Marlette tonight, and Keegan Valentine gets it swatted out of bounds. At left block, it'll be Laker ball underneath their own hoop.
Keegan's having a good game.
1:17 left in the second. 30-19, 11-point deficit for the Lakers. Keegan Valentine inbounding for the Lakers to the safety valve, Drew Scholler, 25 feet from the hoop. At the right elbow, Scholler feeds it to the right corner to Valentine for 3. He got it! Keegan Valentine with 4 points in the night after a tray right there. Cuts the deficit to 8 points, 30-22. 1 minute remains in the first half. Hunter Kelly, right wing, dribbles in to about 15 feet, picks up his dribble. Ethan McKinney, left wing, being guarded by a much shorter Drew Scholler. To Hunter Kelly, left corner. Top of the key to Barrett George, 45 seconds left. Ethan McKinney dribbles twice into the high post. Barrett George down to McClatchy. Little interference going on. McClatchy goes up and is swatted away and brought in by Siegfried. Here come the Lakers, trailing by 8 points, 32 seconds left, and Brennan Wisner gets the ball, but away from the ball, McClatchy plows over Drew Scholler like a Mack truck, and Drew Scholler will go to the free throw line for 1-1, as McClatchy is charged with his first foul of the evening.
That was a 2-point takedown right there, only they didn't award the points.
30 seconds left, 30-22 at the free throw line, shooting 1-1, Drew Scholler. His first time at the line, he went for 2-for-2. This one, no good. Rebound, Marlette. Here comes Barrett George the other way. Right to left, cross your radio. 25 seconds left. 8-point ball game, in fact. Marlette 7-0 on the season. Lakers 3-2. McKinney picks up his dribble at the right wing over to Quaidy, top of the